Reforms Rupert Lowe, Farage say Trump's success shows path to victory in Britain on Brexit anniversary. By Kurt Sindelka on February 1, 2025. In 2016, the Brexit referendum to leave the globalist European Union was seen in America as proof that populism could win. On the fifth anniversary of the UK's official withdrawal, Nigel Farage's Reform Party hailed Donald Trump's success as evidence that they could also win in Britain. Gathering in the Essex constituency of Tory leader Kemi Badenoch, members and supporters of the surging Reform UK rallied on Friday as the upstart party continues to gain steam in the polls, including one which put the Farage party in pole position for the next general election scheduled for 2029. There is only one chance to save this country, and that is by electing a Reform government in 2029 or before, Reform MP Rupert Lowe declared, adding, "We have been shown the way by one Donald John Trump. We can look to America as a source of hope and inspiration, I'm sure. Like me, you've watched on with envy as Trump tears up the established order in the most spectacular fashion," the great Yarmouth parliamentarian remarked. "I want the British government to put the British people at the top of the agenda. We should make no apologies for that, learn from Trump. Let's be unapologetically patriotic. Slash tax across the board, enforce the border, deport those with no right to be here. Accept biological reality, fight back against wokery. Bulldoze nonsensical foreign aid, eradicate DEI. Deliver sensible infrastructure, carpet bomb public sector waste. Brutally crack down on crime, and plenty more," Lowe declared. The Reform MP also said that the UK should use foreign aid as leverage in a Trumpian style, arguing that withholding money could be used to pressure countries like Pakistan into accepting the return of illegal migrants and the members of Muslim child rape gangs, many of whom remain in the country to this day despite their horrific crimes against mostly young working-class white girls. Lowe also argued that, like Trump, Reform must be unapologetic for its views in the face of legacy media attacks, saying, "If raising legitimate concerns about thousands and thousands of unchecked foreign males illegally entering our country makes me far right, then so be it. If objecting to these men, often from alien cultures that hold no respect for women, being housed in luxury accommodations at taxpayers' expense makes me a racist, then so be it. If believing that immigration should be strictly controlled and designed to solely benefit the British people makes me a bigot, then so be it. I do not care, and nor should you. For too long, our language has been policed and censored. Decent men and women have been forced into silence, I say no more." Brexit boss and leader of Reform UK Nigel Farage also pointed to his longtime ally Donald Trump as a model for success in Britain. "We're beginning to see a wave that is crossing the Atlantic from the east coast of America, where Donald Trump standing on a platform, many of whose policies were not dissimilar to what we put to the British people in that contract last July, has won this incredible victory, got off to the most amazing start," he told supporters. "Even those people that don't like him say, you know what, he gets things done. People look at us and say, like Trump, these people will get things done. And believe me, we will. This is not just going to be an earthquake in British politics, this is going to be the biggest historical political change this country has ever seen," Farage predicted. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to Sindelka@Breitbart.com.